15 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Yeah, tax man coming at ya. Number two on the charts on Last Exit to Brooklyn. Tom McCaffrey, Eric Bronstein, how are you?
Good. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper, playing a song that's not on Sgt.
Yeah.
Pepper.
Well, we tried to find one on Sgt. Pepper, but every single one was...
No, that's supposed to be the greatest album of all time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do people think that's the greatest album of all time?
But a lot of people think Revolver, the one the Taxman has on, is actually just as good.
I feel like that one's better. Yeah. And I feel like I've heard people like that one better. Like, what is on Sgt. Pepper's? Well, Sgt. Pepper's is on it.
With a little help from my friends. Day in a Life.
That sucks.
But not Penny Lane and Sgt. and Strawberry Fields are not on that.
They're not? Everyone, what are they on?
They were just released as a single.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, but they were made at the same time. Wow. And everyone thinks it's on there.
Strawberry Fields was just a one-off single. Man, they're really on fire. Yeah, this is just something we came up with. It just happens to be the best song in the world.
Well, that was what they called
murdered them. That's how stupid the country is. Like, people just, these great people are great and they give so much, and someone's like, I have to murder them.
Yeah. Well, you know that story? I might have told you that guy who killed Lennon the day before.
Mark David Chapman.
Yeah.
Sucks that I know who that guy is.
Yeah, but the day before.
He tried to murder
James Taylor.
He did?
Yeah.
What happened?
Not murder, but like, I think James Taylor might have been living in the same area. And
yeah.
The guy went up to him, and James Taylor just got a weird vibe and walked away. And then when they killed Lennon, I think they said James Taylor was like, I think it was probably that guy, because he was something weird about that.
Oh,
dude.
Really? Yeah. So he's pretty sure it was the same guy?
It was. He was just, I think, I don't know if he was living at the Dakota. He might have been.
He probably was.
Yeah, but he said he ran into that guy, and he was just like...
Wow.
He just wants to kill some rock star. Yeah. James Taylor not good enough.
It sucks that he like had such good taste. You know what I mean? Why don't those guys ever want to kill, you know,
Ringo.
Like Justin Bieber? Yeah, or Ringo. I had a joke about that I thought was really funny. Do you remember it? You probably don't. Even though you do follow all my jokes.
Yeah.
No, it's like very... I'm like, do you remember my joke? It was like, I want to be famous, you know, from doing comedy. People are like, how famous? And I'm like... I want to be so famous that people, strangers break into my house and try to murder me. That's when you know you've made it, when people admire you so much, they want to kill you. You know, like with George Harrison and then with John Lennon.
Right.
And then I was like, "What? I wonder what those guys do if they just kind of like someone. Like, hey, Lenny, what do you think of Beck? Like, oh, he's all right. I'm not going to break into his house with a shotgun or anything. I'll see how his next album is." And then he's like listening to the new album. He's like, oh, yeah, this is great. Yeah, there's a lot of growth on this. He's dead.
You should do that again.
That's funny, right?
That's really good.
People would get mad, though.
I think less so now. That's kind of an evergreen joke.
Yeah. We just did a show. We just came back from a show. That's how... crazy our lives are. So what's new with you before we get into this? What have you been up to? Doing shows?
Yeah, I wish I had more to talk about.
Yeah,
that.
Okay. We can get into it. Yeah. You said you saw a movie recently?
I saw Alien coming.
And
in.
You hated it?
Oh my God, man.
Why?
Because they just ruin these movies. There was, how many good aliens were there? Two, right?
Yeah, the rest of them suck.
Right. But all you got to do is follow the formula of the first two, and they.
I don't even think the first one's that good.
No, it's more of like a horror movie.
Yeah,
the second one's better.
Yeah,
but the first one's definitely, I feel, good.
Yeah, the first one people say is the best one because they want to seem smart. I found myself too. I'm like, the first one's great, and then I finally one day I was like, no, I don't think it's that good.
No, well, I think what they had Danny McBride in the new one.
Yeah, so is he funny in it?
No. And I thought they were going to do, like, all right, we're going to do the Bill Paxton thing.
Yeah.
Where we're just going to have this guy saying funny things the whole time. I mean, Danny McBride is like, he's almost like Bill Paxton. It's the same kind of southern.
Oh, yeah.
You know, smart aleck.
He's not funny in it? Is he supposed to be funny?
There was not any line that seemed supposed to be comical in that movie.
What's going on with him? Because, you know, I heard he's in the new Halloween movie.
Yeah.
They're rebooting Halloween again, and he's in it, but not funny.
But you want him to be funny, because you have that guy who goes, what the hell, you know, what's going on with these fucking aliens, or however he talks, you know.
Also, like, I feel like it's so hard for that guy not to be funny.
He's very funny.
He's just one of those guys who just talks and is funny. So he's not funny in the thing?
Nothing.
So what you said there's a formula. What do they do in this that's not, like...
It's just they don't... The aliens really don't come till towards the end. There's a long, protracted scene somewhere where Michael Fassbender is playing a flute.
Oh, really? Early in the movie?
A good 5 minutes of that movie is Michael Fassbender playing a flute. This is an aliens movie.
What else is going on?
He's teaching the other Michael Fassbender how to play the flute.
There's another Michael Fassbender? What do you mean?
They're both clones or what are they called? Androids or cyborgs.
And does that have anything to do with the rest of the movie?
I'm not sure.
Now I have to see it. It sounds really weird.
But so follow the formula for Aliens 2, which is the best one, right? Bunch of aliens, you just shoot them, make funny remarks. They can't do it. They have to get, like, they're getting all so deep and philosophical and existential. And I'm like, dude, come on.
Yeah. Did you see Prometheus?
Yeah, that was weird too, right?
Yeah. You know, that's an alien movie, right?
Right, sort of.
You know, I didn't know it was an alien movie until after I saw the movie. Like, I was done with the movie. And I was reading about it. I was like, oh, that was an alien movie. Because the alien comes at the way end of the movie, right?
But that's not even a real alien. Because the real alien comes in this one. He turns into a real alien. That's a pre-alien.
So is Prometheus a prequel to the first one?
No, yeah, it's a prequel to the one I just saw, Covenant.
Oh.
And then the third one is going to bring you right to the first movie.
Oh. So they're all leading up to the first movie.
You're doing the Star Wars. It's so bad.
Sorry.
Like, you don't need this much thought for alien movies. You know?
Right. It's so funny because when they had the alien, it kind of looks like the alien at the end of Prometheus. I thought it was just like a joke thing. Like, oh, they're making it look like the alien from Aliens. And then I was reading it and everyone was like, you know, fans are like, oh, this is bullshit. This alien movie sucked. I was like, that was a fucking alien movie? I didn't. But you're right. Like, all I think of Aliens is like the second one when they're just, it's just, they show up and they just kill them.
Right. Or they pop out of your stomach. Whatever. But I mean, it's like, they're trying to make these movies so deep. And like, what is this? What do the aliens mean? Like, I never thought they were. Did you ever think they were supposed to mean anything?
No, I think they were just supposed to, like, I mean, maybe they were symbolic of something.
Right.
I don't know.
But it's like Ridley Scott, I guess, because he directs him. He wants to get in depth with
it. Did he do this new one?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains it. Because he can get weird. Like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everyone loves that.
But it's a weird movie.
It's really boring. I mean, like, it's good and everything, but it's really boring. And I know everyone, like, it's the go-to. That's the greatest.
It's not.
So it's boring.
Yeah.
You know, there's another one of those coming out.
I know, with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, it's so kind of ridiculous.
And then a 70-year-old Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford's second bill. That kind of bummed me out a little bit. Like, Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford, they just do, they tag on the old guys after a while.
Well, my feeling is Harrison Ford is in that movie for 5 minutes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that'd be such a jet.
You know, he'll just walk in and go, stay away from these fucking, what do they call them in the movie?
These Blade Runners.
Yeah, they're bad. See you later.
And what are they called?
He'll get killed. He's the Blade Runner. They're the they're cyborgs or something.
Yeah, but what are they called? I forget, like, they're runaways or something. They're not runaways, but they're something like...
They're robots.
Yeah, and they, like... I just remember it was really boring, and I guess it looked cool or something,
Because Ridley Scott was always like, well, you know, he didn't have Final Cut, as they call it. In the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So they took my movie and they changed it. And he didn't want Harrison Ford's narration in it.
That was the big thing.
Right. And so then I saw, like, his version.
It sucks.
And it sucks.
Is it even... They took the narration out, right?
So then it was a movie that made no sense.
Yeah. Like, the narration, like, what was the problem? It was explaining the plot. Because no one knew what the hell was going on. I know, like, I guess I come out like, this is, I'm stupid for not knowing the movie, but it really, I think people are just so blown away for the time that it looked like that. And it still looks, like, not dated.
Right, and it's still, like, it put that guy Philip K. Dick on the map.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Which Minority Report, I think, is a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's pretty good. That was another film.
Yeah, it goes on for too long. That's a movie that I was watching it, and it was, like, an hour and 40 minutes in, and I was like, and it seemed like the movie was ending. I was like, wow, that was a good movie. And then there was like another hour and a half. And I was like, wait, this movie has like more movie. Yeah. Like, do you remember? Like, it and it could have been ended at like an hour and 40 minutes.
Bad editing, you know.
Yeah, he just couldn't get rid of anything, and then that happened with another. That happened with the Dark Knight. Like, was that the one? It was the Heath Ledger one,
right?
With Two-Face.
Right, that went on too long too. Right,
that was like two movies. Like, I thought the movie was over, and that's another one I wasn't that into.
No,
those movies.
That they, you know, because of Heath Ledger, but that movie's not, in my opinion, a great movie.
No, and I mean, it became like the iconic performance. I feel like a lot of times in the world, I'm not in touch with what everyone likes, because everyone will love a thing, and I'm like, I don't think it's that good.
It was just another superhero movie. To me, the plot wasn't so interesting that it differentiated itself.
And I didn't think his performance was like, it didn't blow. You know, when people talk, I don't know if it's because he died, because people don't want to be like, oh, he wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But he died right after, and so it was like, oh my God. When you hear people talk, oh, the most brilliant performance.
I just like how he did it, because he did it the way that no one had ever done the Joker before.
Yeah.
Everyone was kind of doing it like Cesar Romero. You know?
Yeah.
And he was doing it like he was some serial killer, you know?
Yeah. I just feel like he wasn't doing anything that hard.
Yeah.
But I do this a lot. It's like when I watch sports and like I'm like, he's not good. Like, they'll miss a shot and I'm like, why did he miss it? And I'm like, this guy's been playing 40 minutes straight.
Yeah.
In the, you know, he's being watched by millions of people.
Like when you watch a figure skating, well, not that I, but and they make one little error, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then their life is over. It's like they've been training for like the last 23 years.
But Aliens, no good though, by the way.
You know when I just went to Miami, and I was telling you before, I went with these two comedian friends of mine, and it was really funny being with them, because I won't get too into it, but I wanted to just go and go to the beach, you know, because like I'm older and stuff, and I just need to unwind, and these guys they just want to bang everyone. They just party so much.
Yeah.
I felt like I couldn't keep up with them, and it's kind of cool being around guys like that who like have no fear when they know what they want, you know? Because like I've hung around dudes and like we always want to get laid and stuff, but a lot of times no one will really do much.
Right.
But these guys are like, I hadn't been around guys like this in a while where they're like, oh yeah, we're going to get laid.
And they like, did.
Yeah, yeah. But I was telling you before, like one guy, like I was there 5 days. I think he banged 6 chicks. And I was like, I didn't see most of them. And I was like, ah, they're probably not that hot. I saw one of them, and it was like the hottest chick I've ever seen. And he was just like, didn't mention her once.
Right.
Again. A girl that I would be talking about for like the next 4 years. Never even mentioned her again. I was like, and I finally was just like, dude, what? This is insane. Like, this is your life? And he's just like, yeah.
How fast he was one girl that was fast, right?
What's up?
It was one girl he met. Like
this girl I'm talking about, one of the hottest girls. I mean, like not the hot, but like really hot.
Right.
He like we walked up. He had met her through something, you know, an online thing randomly, and he played it so perfectly. Like we walked up to the bar that she was working at, and he wasn't like, "Hey, I'm the guy that you met." He just walked up and he was like, "Hey," and she was like, "Hey." And I was like, wow, he's not even like explaining who he is. And I was like, oh, I know this chick's hot. Like, I'll have to say mean things.
Right.
And I was like saying mean. I was like, oh, you're not even hot. And then he was saying nice things.
Yeah. You're a good wingman, apparently.
Well, so I was like, oh, he's too nice. This isn't going to work. And 2 hours later, he was banging her. I was like, wait a minute. Like, he's this really like buff, good looking guy.
Right.
And I think I was saying before, like he just transcends the rules that, you know, guys would be like, you gotta do this. He just transcends that.
He can do anything. Well.
Yeah, because I was like, you did nothing, and you like, and that worked out. Like,
although you might have helped him a little bit by being dicky.
Maybe I did.
Because now you're making him look a little better.
I really don't think if I hadn't been there, anything would have been different. I think like there was a time where I was like, oh, I think she's kind of into me. I think, but like I'm the kind of guy that like I have to do those things.
Right.
But I finally just I was blown away by it. I hadn't been around that in so long. Like, right. If you've been around dudes that like are just so into like getting laid and are good at it, like
no, I don't surround myself with that because that's just annoying, you know.
Well, I was kind of like, I think I need to hang out with these dudes more because being around dudes who are just like so cocksure about it.
Right.
Like that was mind blowing.
But
to
I don't
me.
I never know that whole thing about like, well, if you hang out with someone like that, you'll get the
right.
The runoff.
Well, that's kind of fine.
I don't know if that is ever true. I think they just get all of them.
No, there was one night where he was like talking to some chick and then this chick walked in. And he just went to that chick. And then I was with the other chick now.
Okay.
And she was into me.
Oh, all right.
So that, but it kind of annoyed me that like, I was like, oh, wait, now you're into me because that guy just left. But I mean, she was, you know, she was like 26 and like cute. And but I don't know. There isn't much to the story other than I haven't been around that where like I was around like these dudes and like every night they would just bang these insanely hot chicks. All and
right.
Not just like, oh, I made out with this, like, fuck them. Like, and this is a story I told you. We were in the ocean.
Yeah.
And he met a girl in the ocean and then banged her an hour later. I was like, what? That's not, how do you do that? I didn't even know you could, like, that was.
No, the ocean seems like, I don't think that might be the first guy who's ever done that.
I mean, I was in the ocean, and then after that, I was, like, saying things to women who were in the water, and, like, never even, like, I was like, oh, nice football, and they would just be like, what?
What's with seaweed?
Yeah, like, I was, like, getting better at, like, it's, like, kind of being around, like, you saw Swingers, right?
Yeah.
I used to love that movie, and that was the reason I watched it, because I went through a breakup right when that came out, and the attitude of they like Vince Vaughn had of just like
that guy's definitely Vince Vaughn, the one we're talking about.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of like that, where it was just like he kind of like he would go up to any chick and just say something, you know. And I'm like, he would go up to a chick and he would say things, and then I'd see it working out, and I would be like, what are you saying?
Right,
like tell me what you're saying. He's like, I don't know, I just say whatever. Like, yeah, me too, but that doesn't work. So anyway. All right, so this is what I wanted to do. You want to talk about before we get into the Kathy Griffin thing? When I went to Miami, they had a bunch of movies on the plane.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's all a great time to catch up on movies.
Yeah, and I didn't know what to watch because it's not a long flight. But did you ever hear the movie Collateral Beauty?
Why do I feel like Whoopi Goldberg's in that? But I know she's not.
No, but you're going to come off really racist right now because it's just Will Smith.
Oh no, she was in some movie like that years ago though. But what are Will Smith and who else?
And Whoopi Goldberg. No,
was that
like Edward Norton and Helen Mirren? It came out in December.
Oh, monster bomb.
Yeah.
Monster.
And,
like she plays death or something.
Yeah, and not even just a bomb, but like the reviews were like scathing,
right?
Like where people were writing things like, this movie is what's wrong with the world. Like people were like mad at the movie, how bad it was. And
just real quick, Will Smith, if he didn't do that Suicide Squad, which made money, or
he might be done,
because he is money. Remember when he could do no wrong?
Yeah,
he's made a string of bombs. Like it's crazy now, like five
years
in a row.
But do they, like, the thing is, like, a lot of these movies, they seem like they bomb, but then overseas they make like $300 million.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What's going on overseas? Do they just when they see things, are they just like, wow, I have to? Do they just have nothing to do?
Well, it's like that new Pirates movie got really bad reviews.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't care. It's already made $1 billion in Japan or China.
It didn't do as well, but I want to get into that next. But like, so Collateral Beauty, I was like, you know, and my sister saw Collateral Beauty and she was like, I loved it. I was like, what? And then I watched it on the plane. It's like a good movie.
It is?
Yeah, it's not like a bad. People got mad at the plot. Do you know what it's about?
She plays death or something?
No, because it's like, I'll try and be quick. It's like, I mean, it's kind of a mean plot. It's like Will Smith and Edward Norton and Kate Winslet, and then who's the Mexican guy who's in every movie?
Peña,
yeah,
sure.
Michael Peña. Yeah. That guy's in every movie that comes out. That guy has the greatest career in the world.
Well, he fills the Mexican, like, anytime they need a Hispanic, he's the guy.
He never has to carry a movie. Right. If a movie bombs, they're never like, Michael Pena.
Right.
That's it. You know what I mean? He can just be like, oh, yeah, it's Will Smith. It sucks.
Right, right. He's good, but it's like, he's definitely like a diversity hire. It's like, you feel bad. It's like, why do they keep hiring the same Latino guy?
Yeah, you imagine how mad, like, Latino actors must be. Like, it's just that guy. Like, he's the only one. So they all like own a company, and Will Smith's daughter dies, who she's like six, and then he's like losing his mind, and the company's about to go under because he's like ruining relationships with clients. So they're like, oh, and he writes letters to death, time, and love, mm-hmm. like he's mad at them. And they find the letters. They're like, we should hire actors to be them, death, time, and love, and like go up to him and pretend that, you know, no one else can see it. They're basically like, we should hire these people to make him think he's crazy.
Who's and hired?
Edward Norton and his friends who own the company, because the company's going under because he's losing his mind. He won't resign.
Oh, so they want to push him out.
They want to have a reason to get rid of him because they're going to video. So it is like a crazy.
That's an insane plot.
Yeah. So then they videotape him talking to them, but they airbrush them out. So it looks like he's talking to himself so they can show like, oh, hey, he's crazy. I mean, it's a weird plot.
Jesus Christ.
So they do it. But the whole thing is that they're shitty. In the movie, they're supposed to be shitty, selfish people, and they kind of know what they're doing is wrong. And then at the end, it's supposed to be the actors are actually love, death, and time. And so, they've made it seem like they've hired them, and they're there to help the company people, like kind of like get back their humanity. You know what I mean?
So they really are love, death, and time.
Yeah, even though so it's kind of like the people who are doing the shitty thing to their friend kind of like learn a lesson about love and death and time.
But how do they get hired?
Because they set it up like they run into them randomly. Like, love, death, and time set it up on purpose.
I see.
So
that
it's
pretty horrible, I have to tell you. Now I want to see this movie.
No, but it's really not that bad. I mean, like, but the thing is, people are like, it's so mean that your friends would do it. But I'm like, yeah, but there's a, especially in like corporations and stuff, there's a lot of shitty people who do horrible things. And it's the point of it is that they are shitty and they've lost their humanity.
Right.
That they're doing this to their friend. But at the end, they get their humanity back through these three. I mean, it's not the greatest movie in the world, but it's not like a horrible movie.
But it was a huge bomb, though.
It was. Well, the reviews were like so horrible. So I don't know. That was another thing where I was like, I feel like I'm out of touch with the world. Like, I don't understand a thing all these people hated. But I feel like reviewers sometimes, like, they go overboard. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I always have this thing where I feel like that when the comic book movies first came out,
yeah,
they were really hard on them because they were, a lot of them were goofy, you know?
Yeah.
But now they're so ingrained in the culture that they review these movies like they're all Citizen Kane.
Right, like that's the bar.
Right, and but the bar is actually lower because it's like the movie, if it's okay, they'll treat it like it's like the greatest movie ever. Like, oh, there's so much depth in this movie.
You mean it's gone the opposite? Like,
right.
they're not as hard on it.
No, because I think they realize that there's a lot of money and that they can't keep trashing these movies over again. So they'll review like an X-Men movie like it's Gone with the Wind or something.
Really?
Like that.
Like the last one, Logan or something? I feel like...
Yeah, I mean, look at the reviews. The worst comic book movie will get like a 50 or a 60 on...
Really?
Well, maybe... In the
Suicide Squad did bad, like got bad.
Since Batman vs. Superman. But these other movies, these Marvel movies, which are, they're okay, a lot of them, but...
Yeah.
They review them like, oh my God, like... And they're like college film professors, you know?
Yeah.
And then they'll take a movie maybe like Collateral Beauty and they'll see a hole and they'll just destroy it, you know?
I mean, now that I explained the plot, like it does. I mean, the plot sounds horrible, but like I said, it's set up that the three people are horrible and
right.
selfish and like greedy. And
but
then by the
but if that movie got like a, let's say a 5% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think it got like 10 or something.
Right. And then Suicide Squad got like a 40%.
Did it?
Yeah. So it's the movie you're telling me sounds definitely more interesting than Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Did you see Suicide Squad? I didn't even know what was going on.
Right. But I'm saying that so how could you be that harsh on this movie?
I know.
It's different. It's taking a chance. Maybe it's dumb, but it can't be four times as worse than Suicide Squad.
Right. Like, you know what? All I could think after I was watching it, I was like, that was better than Moonlight.
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding. I was like, I enjoyed that more than Moonlight.
I could see that.
Because Moonlight was just, I've talked about this, just standing there. But it's another thing. I'm like, I guess this is good because no one's talking. You know how, like, they say...
You like La La Land. I didn't like that one.
I did like La La Land. Yeah. But I feel like movies and dialogue and stuff, it's like women. Like, if you you can talk your way out of sleeping with a woman, you can talk your way out of being a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, if you have too much dialogue.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, they're like, oh, he didn't even... You know what I mean? It's kind of like when the chick's like, if you don't say anything, they're reading more into you.
Yeah.
So a movie, they're like, they didn't say anything. Like, this must be deep.
Yeah, it's always... they're like, it's about what they didn't say.
Yeah, like, what's going on in his head? I don't even know. He didn't say, you know, but the whole time he's probably just like, the director told me not to talk here. I mean, Moonlight is good. I mean, whatever. But like, that's all I could think. The first thing I thought is, I was like, that was better than Moonlight.
Yeah. Good Moonlight, good, not great to me.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty funny. No, it was good. It was, but again,
it wasn't,
it's like,
great though. It was definitely not great.
It was
a lot of dragged on a lot of parts.
Yeah, and I saw it twice, and it was one of those movies. I was like, I'll see it. I went with I went with the girl who wanted to see it.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, all right. There was nothing else out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like this year has like really soured me on movies.
I wanted to see a movie so badly this weekend because it was raining and shit.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I know.
I can't watch a Pirates movie. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah, so let's get into that. So have you seen any of those Pirates movies?
A couple of them, a few of them.
I mean, I saw one, the third one, or the fourth one.
Doesn't matter.
I couldn't tell you one thing that happened in that movie.
It's just Johnny Depp acting like Keith Richards, you know?
So I read this article today because that bombed Pirates of the Caribbean and Baywatch bombed.
Yeah, Baywatch really bombed.
And, Baywatch looked like shit. It didn't even look funny. No. Like, I mean, I would be all up for like a movie like that that's funny, but it looked like so not funny. The Rock and Zac Efron, those two fucking hilarious. The new Belushi and Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Like, when did this happen?
You knew something wrong. That movie was probably going to bomb because last week The Rock was going around saying, oh, I might run for president.
Yeah,
like, you're doing this for publicity, aren't you?
Right, right. I didn't think of that. But yeah, like, what happened that, like, these are the comedy leads?
Yeah.
The Rock, you know what I mean? Like, remember it used to be, like, Bill Murray and another funny guy?
Yeah.
I don't,
the guys were actually comedians.
Chevy Chase and Bill Murray in a movie. Now it's, like, Zac Efron. I don't know how Zac Efron became some comedy icon. But so I read a review that the studios are complaining about Rotten Tomatoes because they're saying that it ruins movies now because it immediately gets the word out how shitty a movie is. So it's really funny because basically, because Baywatch and Pirates were both reviewed horribly because I think they're bad.
Yeah.
And basically their complaint was like, this is really unfair. Like, because this is that website makes like, it gets the word out to the audience immediately how shitty the movie is. Like, it used to be like we had 2 weeks of like, a movie, it took people a while to figure out it was bad.
Well, I think it's more instant. I mean, there was always movie critics, but I think this is more instantaneous. And I guess I had no idea it held that much power.
Yeah, I think it does. Personally, it swayed me from seeing movies. Because I'll be like, that movie, I don't know if it's good. And then I'll see it and I'm like, no. But that was so funny. And, you know, I love when, you know, because apparently this is a thing now where studios are complaining because movies aren't making as much money now. And they just complain about it all the time. And it's like, fuck you. Like, hearing about these people whine, these, like, rich movie execs.
Yeah.
Like, these movies aren't making any money anymore. It just makes me kind of, like, ill hearing that.
But they're making all the movies for international audiences. They don't even care about America anymore.
Do you think that's what's going on?
Yeah.
And so the other outlets are the good things now?
Like TV. I think that's when you want to watch something good. It's usually on TV.
Or Netflix.
Yeah, because I think these movies, they're made for international, and so it's like those car movies, Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
They just have to make them, not a lot of talking, very visual.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a heavy story, because maybe, you know, there's some cultures that are probably newer to movies that can't even follow something that's so complex.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's, and have you heard anything about Baywatch? Like,
yeah, it was destroyed.
Did you think that looked funny?
No. I always have a rule. If you watch the trailer and there's not one funny thing, the movie's going to be horrible.
And it was also a bad sign because I saw them like come out with like three different trailers, like where you could tell they were like, no, dude, we have to change. This has to be a different approach.
Right.
Like, that's not funny. And I was like, wow, this looks like a totally different movie.
You ever do that? They do that with some movies where it's a comedy, but then they'll show a trailer that's more like darker.
Like that someone else made or no, that they made?
Well, you've seen those ones they do online.
Yeah, where they make like a horror movie look like a comedy. Yeah, like, but what you mean like what with what?
Well, yeah, because I think they got that idea from because they would make trailers and sometimes it'd be the same movie and then they would put, they would do two trailers and one trailer would be make it seem like the movie was a little different.
Do you, can you remember off the top of your head?
It has been, I can't, but there has been examples of that. And I think that's when those guys on the internet started doing that.
Like,
you remember they took The Shining and they made it like it was a romantic comedy.
Yeah, yeah, like it, that was pretty funny.
But there's been a few that I've seen before where they didn't know how to market it. But I'll think of one eventually because...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that where, because you see that a lot where a trailer, and
oh, I got an example. I do have an example. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Mannequin.
On the Move.
That's Mannequin 2.
You may have to look.
You know a movie's bad when Andrew McCarthy won't come back for the sequel.
You're a big Mannequin 2 fan.
Andrew McCarthy was like, nah, I'm good.
The guy from Herman's Head, I think they had.
Yeah, you were right. Uh-huh. You know, it's so scary. I think I might know his name. Shit. He was in... Fright Night. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Fright Night, the original.
The fuck was his name?
Charlie. Well, his name
was was his name in the movie. But go ahead. What were you? What?
You'd have to look this up. And but I remember Shawshank Redemption when it first came out. One of the trailers, because they go, this is a Stephen King movie. They made the movie seem like it was
a horror movie.
A horror movie. And you'd have, and if you look at the trailer, one of the trailers, at least the one I saw, there's one scene where you know the war, where that guy, the tough guy, Clancy Brown.
Yeah, the guard.
Beats the shit out of that guy because he's molesting Tim Robbins.
Yeah, yeah. Molesting, that's a very...
raping.
Diplomatic way.
And then he like...
Stop molesting.
And he like pulls him into the jail cell.
Yeah.
And you just see him go in the jail cell. But in this trailer, I remember, you made it seem like it was like maybe a monster doing it or something like that.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
I'm telling you, you could probably look it up. Because I think if you look up one of the trailers of Shawshank, it's not very clear what type of movie it is.
Right.
Because it was one of the first times Stephen King kind of went into that area.
Yeah. Know? I'm trying to think of a movie like that. Like, those are the best trailers when you're like, it looks really good, but you're like, I have no idea what that movie's about.
Right.
That used to be a thing that I used to love movie trailers. I used to get a lot of times I'd like them better than the movie.
Oh yeah, totally.
And I still watch a few. There's one of the best movie trailers of all time is Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I'll still rewatch. Like, I'll watch that trailer and like probably tonight I'll like cry. The trailer's like unbelievable. And you kind of know what's going to happen, but you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't come early to watch the trailers anymore.
Yeah, I always do.
I have to.
But they're just not as good. They started doing a thing. They have to sell it because there's so much. So they would just tell the whole movie. And you watch the trailer. Most of the time, the movies are just bad now.
Yeah.
Something's changed. It's like the audiences, they can't risk anything anymore
because
they're making so little money that if they lose money, they can't afford to have bombs anymore.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, movies are making me not into movies anymore.
Well, I think what people are is all movies really now make money. It's because of once the movie comes out, they sell the movie to HBO, Netflix, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's very hard for a movie to lose money anymore.
Really?
Because they factor all that in. The question is, it's not really about losing money. It's just that, like, we could have spent that $100 million on a movie that could have made a lot more.
You know
what I mean? Because they're very conservative how they make movies now. There's very few, like, it may be a bomb in the theater, but then all of a sudden they do well internationally. They usually recoup their losses.
Right.
And then in the end, they probably make some. But they're spending that $100 million. They could rather spend it on something that's a guaranteed. Like, if you spend $100 million on a movie you can turn that into a billion, you'd rather do that than turn it into...
Like $110 million?
Yeah. And like, I think that's what goes on.
And also, like, with the, you know, the marketing and...
Marketing is so much money.
That and, like, if they put it in, like, every theater, so it's like, of course it's going to make money. Like, you don't have a choice. of what, if you're going to see a movie, this is the, they shove it down your throat. I saw like Snatched, and I didn't want to see Snatched. Like, I went to a theater the weekend it came out. I was like, oh, I want to see a movie. And like, there was nothing. I think it was like Snatched and like the Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't think the first Guardians, I thought it was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, I guess I'll see this. And then, you know, it's, did I tell you, it's not that, it's not terrible.
Snatched.
It starts out good, but then the plot is like, it's kind of like a Judd Apatow movie, but then with this ridiculous plot.
Right.
And then like, that's so stupid and like not believable. And then saying Judd Apatow lines.
Right.
And you're like, this doesn't make sense. It starts out funny. Like, the beginning of it's funny. And then it just, the plot's just kind of ridiculous. But I mean, like, that, I mean, I think they only spent $40 million. It'll probably make its money back because she's so big now.
Yeah, that movie, they probably, I mean, because another thing they do with movies, if a movie becomes too expensive, what they'll do now is they'll, like, take another movie studio in and they'll go, we'll split the costs.
Yeah.
You just be a part, a half investor in it. So we'll do distribution and you do this and stuff. So these guys really cover their asses.
Yeah, there they was must
a
lo- now.
Right. There was a long time ago where a bomb would actually wreck a movie studio.
Like, right, right. Like Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
That destroyed like United Artists, I think.
Because they would just say, oh, we're going to put all our money into this one
right,
movie.
Right, right. And they gave it to... Cimino made it. I think he had made The Deer Hunter already, and it won all these Oscars. So there, it was. That was the heyday of filmmaking. Yeah. It was like, for directors, it was like, this guy's a genius. Like, here's money. Just make your genius movie, and then they'd go on set, and they would like lose their minds, and they would just like shoot these crazy movies, and they'd be like, well, what is this movie? And he's like, you don't understand it. And then I never saw Heaven's Gate, but apparently it's just half shit and half okay.
Oh, is it? I didn't.
That's what I've heard, but I don't know what. This is another thing, just randomly, but because I used to be really, I mean, I am into movies, but not, so now I'm watching a lot of old movies, and I don't know. I go in these weird tangents where I get obsessed with like one thing. And I was looking through On Demand the other day, and 16 Candles was on there.
Yeah, I just saw it again.
Did you?
Yeah.
And like, it's really great, but watching it now, there's so many like things that are like would not fly. Do you know what I'm talking about? The Asian thing.
Yeah.
Well, like every time the Asian guy comes on, they have a gong.
He talks about that. Actor even talks about it. How he's
Getty Watanabe.
Yeah, he hated. Like he was. He felt bad doing it.
Did he really? Yeah. But he, I guess. But I bet you he didn't know. I feel like they put the gong stuff in later. I doubt that was in the script.
Right.
But so that, and then there's like all these like weird rape things. Do you know what I'm talking about? That I'm like, oh my god! Like the whole thing where
she's passed out in the car.
She's passed out and. At one point, he's like, oh, yeah, like, she's passed out. I could go, like, violate her. And he's like, why aren't you? He's like, oh, I don't know. And then he's like, why don't you just, like, take her?
Yeah.
And she's so drunk, she's like, who are you? And he's like, that's me. I'm him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I guess what happens is, like, he drives her, and then they wake up, and he had sex with her, but he doesn't remember it.
Yeah, and she likes him all of a sudden.
And she's also like, yeah, I don't really remember either, but I think I liked it. Can you believe that's like in a movie where a girl's like, yeah, I was drunk and I don't remember it. You had sex with me, but I think I liked it.
Yeah, and that guy was the voice of the generation, John Hughes, man.
Yeah, but that just shows like at the time that was just like... And you know what's funny? Like, I don't even think it was like a horror... it's just like a raunchy comedy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And it's not meant to be...
It's not mean-spirited or anything like that.
No, it's not. It's just, you know what's really funny? What made me, why I think it's so good is it's because John Hughes wrote Vacation.
Yeah.
And he was like a really good comedy writer just for like adults. So it's kind of like Caddyshack Vacation level comedy with high school kids.
Yeah.
Because when you really watch, you're like, oh, these are like really funny jokes.
They're
like,
hilarious, yeah.
And everyone, like, and Anthony Michael Hall is, like, so unbelievable in it. That's the thing that's blowing me. I keep rewatching.
Well, you see
it.
He's in that new Brad Pitt movie on Netflix. Unrecognizable.
I know.
You could not believe what he looks
like.
Is
he in it a lot?
Yeah, he plays like a general or something like that. Unrecognizable. You would not believe it.
No, I've seen. I've been watching interviews because something happened with when I watched that, he's like 15 when he made it. Yeah. He's like a 15-year-old kid who's like immediately like this comedy, amazing comedy actor.
He was on SNL.
And you know, that's kind of what ruined it.
Yeah.
They talk about that. I've read things. He was 17. He's the youngest person ever to be on SNL. Yeah. Younger than Pete Davidson, younger than Eddie Murphy. And they talk about he was really funny. He didn't have the chops for a live show. Like he wasn't a stand up.
Robert Downey was on it
too. Robert Downey Jr., yeah. Joan Cusack. They were all on the like such a weird Randy Quaid. But then he did a movie called Out of Bounds.
Oh, I think
Do you remember that? And it was when he tried to be serious. Yeah. And that's what happened was he was sick of being a nerd and he tried to be cool and he was done.
But then all of a sudden he came back years later. He was on that show, The Dead Zone.
Yeah, but he never like...
He can be that though because he's completely unrecognizable.
Right. You know, I think I saw him on the train once. I took pictures of him because I couldn't tell.
Yeah. He looks like a lot of weirdos.
He had a hat on and I took pictures. Like I did it, you know, all stealth. And I put it on Facebook and I go, "Is this Anthony Michael Hall?" And people were like, "I think it is." I should have said something.
I saw Molly Ringwald on the bus.
Yeah, I saw her once too in Union Square.
Joking. You did?
Oh, you didn't really? Yeah. Yeah, I did see her. Yeah, in Union Square like 10 years ago.
But
that's not that very. It's not very interesting. But,
no, because I was going to talk about. Because you ever watch that show Silicon Valley?
Yeah, yeah, they're renewing it. Is T.J. Miller leaving or something?
I don't think so.
I read that.
Oh well, anyway, if you look in the new season, the kid from Sixth Sense is in it.
Haley Joel Osment.
Have you seen him in the last few years?
He looks weird, right?
He looks unrecognizable.
He's in Entourage.
The movie, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of like was funny in it, I guess.
No, but if you watch him in this, because now he's got like a beard and stuff.
Right.
And he's like,
he didn't age well.
He didn't age. I don't think he ever grew an inch, really. You know how
he didn't grow.
Those guys are always good child actors. Somehow they just end up being short, you know?
Yeah, him and
Gary Coleman. And,
but he had like a problem where he couldn't grow. He had like a kidney thing, right?
Yeah.
Emmanuel Lewis. It is such a Hollywood thing. They like find these kids who they know aren't going to grow.
Because they're usually like 15 when they hire them.
Yeah, and they're just like, perfect.
Yeah.
We can have him forever. So the Anthony Michael Hall, I started looking up his career and the movies he started doing, he's a prime example of someone who just burned every bridge and everyone hated him. Because I mean, I think, and you know, this is the greatest thing about him. He was supposed to be the lead in Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, and he was like, no. Or like he was shitty or something.
That's a great move. He was Matthew Modine?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Wow.
That he blew that? And then he did a movie called like A Gnome Named Norm. Like right around that. I was like, oh my God. You know how I'm like suicide? That guy was like done at like 19.
Yeah, that's a bad move.
That's what's so weird. Like watching like 16 Candle, you're like, he was at 15 and like through 17, he was like unbelievable.
And he was hilarious. He was funny.
He was so funny in those movies. He's like, it's like unheard of. Someone that age has that comic ability.
Yeah.
And John Hughes, when he found him, must have been like, oh my God. Yeah. And then it was just like, so anyway, yeah, that was just the thing about that. So
he kind of reminds me of Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, good one. perfect. Kathy Griffin, she did a photo shoot with Donald Trump's head, like severed.
Yeah, but it was like a pumpkin head or something like that.
Is that what it is? So what did you think? I mean, I know everyone got mad. Everyone, not just like GOP, but like everyone.
Yeah, because it's like crossing the line. And
I guess like, but that's what's annoying about this whole thing is like when Trump does things, no one even on his side will ever admit that he crossed the line.
Yeah.
But when like, at least our side... will be like, yeah, like that's ridiculous. That's shitty.
Even when like Trump does something horrible with Russia and stuff, and they ask John McCain, and he's like, yeah, that makes me think. Like he won't even say it's bad.
But even he's kind of coming out against it now, right?
Yeah, but even his words are not even that harsh. They're like, yeah, he like killed seven people. He's like, Yeah, it's slightly miffed. I'm a little miffed about
Well,
that.
Like the handicap guy and then the rape right. talking. No one was like, hey, that, you know. With Kathy Griffin, at least people were like liberals are like, yeah, that's really gross
right.
and not appropriate.
But his now there, he's just saying Trump that the Barron saw the picture.
That's what's, yeah. And what happened?
And he thinks it was real, which is bullshit.
So it's just more like feeding into the whole thing that he has like alert. He's kind of like mentally. Not,
I don't know. But it's either.
Some people say he's retarded. I'm not trying to be shit, but that he's like mentally.
Well, there's either two theories there. It's true and there's something wrong with that kid because there's no way you could think that's.
Isn't he like 15?
Yeah, or 12 or whatever. But it doesn't matter. You saw that picture.
Right. You thought that was really your dad's head?
You wouldn't. No one think. Unless you were had some problems.
Right.
But the more likely story is that he's just using that to get sympathy.
So he thought that was real. That's why they have that video tape of him dancing around laughing and celebrating. Like, look at my son thought this was real. That's why he's partying so hard.
That's Melania, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's got to be like a shitty dad, right?
Well, you know he's a shitty husband. You remember see Melania slapped his hand away? You saw that video.
So, yeah, is that real? Like, do you really think she doesn't even live with him, right? So back to the Catholic. So what do you think of it? Like I like personally, I don't care. I'm not like offended by
no.
it. I'm just like, yeah, it's kind of gross, but he's really kind of gross. And what annoyed me, I was saying, is that how she apologized profusely so quickly. Do you think it was just because she was terrified of?
Yeah,
like,
I think
legal?
She probably got destroyed by everybody. You know, but it's sad that you know you have to cave like that. But
do you think it was like she was afraid of like the law and stuff?
I don't think the law, but she probably got death threats, I would imagine.
Because it was literally like 3 hours later, she was like, I am so sorry.
It's possible Secret Service could have called her up.
That's what I was thinking.
It's possible.
Because it seemed so... And I feel like her whole thing, she's built her whole brand on like, I don't give a shit. Like, this is what I do. And if I offend you, like, fuck you. What, do you like her?
She's not my favorite, but, you know, I don't hate her, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
She's got a very big gay following. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
They like, you know, like people like Joan Rivers. Like,
right.
Which I like. I like Joan Rivers, but it's also like being snarky and...
Yeah. So who's your favorite? Like Mario Cantone?
Yeah. I like my comics a little straighter. Mario.
Yeah, he's...
Ant. I like Ant.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's really... I feel like he really... has his finger on the pulse. Was he even around anymore?
I don't know. Is that the guy's name or is it Ant-Man or is that a movie?
No, he's just Ant. I mean, like right there, I was like, I'm done. Like when I heard his name was Ant, I was like, I'm out. Do you remember he made it big from Last Comic Standing?
Yeah.
And he like stole, he did jokes from like movies.
Yeah. Because Joe Rogan called him out on
he
that?
He did. And he was nice about it. He was like, hey man, I don't know, but that's from like the movie Boiler Room.
Right.
And he's like, I didn't say it.
Yeah, but meanwhile, Joe Rogan didn't even know that. He's like, he stole it from Boiler Room, but that was just an old joke.
Right.
So it was like, Joe Rogan didn't even know that that was even a joke. Maybe he
yeah.
just said Boiler Room to make him
he also stole that from Romper Room. No, I remember it from Boiler Room.
Yeah.
I specifically do, too.
But it's an old joke.
It is, right? Yeah. What is the joke, like, all you gay guys, we should round you up and put you on an island?
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's called Manhattan.
Yeah. It's like an old joke. It's like a street joke, you know?
Yeah, and then he told another one that was like a street joke. And he like won. Didn't he go really far in that? Yeah, he's he was really bad. He was like, and then he was like hosting the fat show. Do you remember?
No. Oh, God.
When they have the celebrities who are fat, he was like the host.
Oh, and he was getting them thin, or was he making fun of them?
He was just there at the. They would have. I mean, that. Did you ever watch the Celebrity Fit Club?
No, I never watched it.
I mean, they couldn't have like done any more to like humiliate the people. At the end of each episode, they had two teams that were competing to see who could lose the most weight. They would make the teams get on a giant scale that like tips.
Oh God!
On each side to see who was fatter.
That's kind of funny.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. They couldn't do that now because they would say fat shaming.
You think so?
Yeah. Because you know, I was going to bring it up before, but when you're talking about that
system, is it fat shaming or is it just being like you're fat?
No, it's just that things were so politically correct now. Like when you're talking about that movie. 16 Candles, a lot of those movies.
Yeah.
Jokes could not be done anymore. And I actually, the other day, I saw a Simpsons episode where Bart called Milhouse gay, right?
Right.
This is about 2003. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, that was about the end where you could
do
that. Because the Simpsons always try to be like classy with their humor. They don't go for low
humor. Right, definitely.
And I think that it was a point up to like 10 years ago where you would just call someone gay and that was fine.
Right.
Now
when you hear it now and I see it, I'm like, oh my God.
How'd they do that to us, though?
I don't know. Like, but there's a really funny part in 16 Candles where, you know, he's with his two nerdy friends,
yeah.
John Cusack.
Yeah, yeah.
And some other guy who never did anything else.
Yeah, that guy.
And they're like afraid to go to the party. And then Michael Hall's trying to make them go. And like the Asian guy opens the door. You know, he's drunk. And of course, the gong noise. And he's like, aah! And he goes, come on, you guys, stop being, come into the party. He goes, stop being such faggots. Yeah. And it's just like so funny how
it's
he
jarring.
Says it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you couldn't do it. But the thing is, like, what's great about it is like that's exactly what a high school kid would say
right.
to his friends.
And probably they still do, I don't know.
Yeah. But like that is like a thing. And he didn't mean it. This was always the thing with Eminem when Eminem got all the flack
yeah.
for saying faggots. Like they were like, you know, what do you mean? Like, did, and he's like, I don't mean it as like I hate like, oh, you're a faggot. You're a gay person. It's just like. When I was young, like that's you said that to say someone was like to make fun of someone,
right?
But that was like a perfect. But that's when like, you know, Eminem's like our age. That's when he was growing up. So
yeah.
that was what we were raised on.
Yeah.
So in that scene, he's not like, "Hey, you're gay guys."
No, it's the
you're being like wusses. I don't know, whatever.
No,
I know. I'm coming off so bad.
No, it's not because that used to be a term for pussy. You know.
Yeah. So
you're not being tough, basically.
Yeah.
Or you would just do it to kind of dare someone to do things, you know.
Yeah, but it's so funny to see it just like point blank at that time, like
yeah.
in a high school. Stop being such faggots. It's like, whoa. Yeah, like you just wouldn't see that now. It's the same.
No, and
that.
Even just calling someone gay in that situation
yeah.
is also, you know.
Yeah, so anything else on the Kathy Griffin thing?
You know, I think in the end, I mean, she's going to be hurt for a little bit, but I think she'll come back because now her fans will be more ravenous in their support.
Right.
She'll get a lot of maybe new political fans that she didn't have before.
Do you think
she'll
knew?
Shun her from TV for a while. She won't be on TV for a while.
Do you think she
she'll
knew?
Probably lose endorsements, which she gets a lot of.
Right. Nike. No. But do you think she knew when she was doing it, like what she was getting into? Like she do you think she knew on some level, like this is going to be bad, but whatever, I'll take the publicity.
You figured that she would have gotten trolled before on Twitter for, you know, anti-Trump statements.
Yeah.
I mean, it just...
Maybe when she was doing it, it's just like a pumpkin in her hand. Maybe she's just like, what's the big deal?
I heard
deal?
it was supposed to be like a copy of some picture that was in Europe that someone was doing.
Yeah. I mean, it is like a really shocking image.
Right.
Because it really looks like him. And like, not that I thought it was him, but it's like, wow, that is fucking...
Yeah.
And what do you think? I mean, if someone had done that to Obama, I mean, but they kind of did do Obama. What did they do?
They had pictures of him getting lynched and stuff, you know?
Did they?
Well, racists did, you know?
Yeah. But I don't, that's the thing that annoys me about it, too, is like, it's just giving, like, you don't want to ever be in a position where, like, you're, or Trump can have any sympathy from anyone.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what I don't like about it.
And that's what it, and it gave him a little reprieve from
right.
the shit that was going on this week.
Yeah, like, giving any excuse to be like, well, this is just too, you know what I mean?
Right.
When it's really shitty. It's kind of like when someone's being really shitty and then you do something back, but it's a little too far, and then they have ammo to be like, well, look at this guy's so out of line.
Yeah.
I didn't explain
well,
that
he,
well.
No, but
yeah.
he lives on distraction and diversion. It's like,
right.
you know, they're even talking about how the Russia thing is now like they're working on this healthcare thing, and no one even cares right now because of this Russia thing, and that's not a good thing.
So it's distracting them from the healthcare thing?
It's distracting
good.
The attention. No,
oh,
they're working
oh,
on it
I
in
see.
Secret.
Yeah.
And that's they more dangerous because they're like, hey, no one cares. We can do whatever we want.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, and also, what was the thing today that he tweeted something that was like weird?
Yeah, Kofif or something.
So do you think that was just he was like tired?
Yeah, it was supposed to be coverage. It was supposed to say, if you look at the sentence, it's supposed to be the word coverage.
But then like he just gave up on the tweet in the middle? Do you
yeah,
think?
He might have done it when he was tired. But also, it was I think that it was like he didn't want to admit that he just... Because he always does typos.
Right.
So now he was saying later on, oh, it meant something.
See, that's what's the most ridiculous thing about this whole administration. Like, Spicer's like, I knew what he meant. Like, there's never any admission. Like, why couldn't you just be like, oh, yeah, I was tweeting something and I messed up and it wasn't done?
Because, I mean, that's the only thing that annoyed me with Kathy Griffin. She apologized so profusely. He's never apologized for anything ever.
I know. That's what annoyed me. Yeah. Because that's why it felt like she was, like, afraid of something. Like, she had gotten some threat from the government or something. Because it was just, like, immediate and, like...
But has he apologized for anything?
No, never. There's never, ever... That will never happen. Yeah. It's like when you're waiting for an apology from someone who fucks you over. Like, it's never going to come. Like,
do you remember... Because I always remember, it seems like these Republicans like this. And when Bush... Who looks so much better now. But I remember when Bush was, like, towards the end of his term. Like, someone said, have you made any mistakes? You know?
Yeah.
And if any president would go... Yeah, you know, I've made some. He was like, I can't think of any.
Yeah.
This is George W. Bush. Couldn't think of any mistakes that he made.
Right. I remember that. Yeah. So what is that, just a thing that
I think you should be confident, but you also have to be humble. And, you know, I think if you asked Obama that question, he wouldn't say, I've never. Because I think they did ask him that. He's like, yeah, I think that, you know, I was a little too naive. You have to have an answer to that question.
Right.
Or you sound like an arrogant fuck.
Right.
You know?
It's like the job interview. Yeah. We're like, well, I'm too much of a hard... Sometimes I work too hard. You have to have some kind of answer for that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to please my boss too much. I don't know how to unwind.
I even found a way around, because they expect that answer.
That would be so funny if you just had some crazy answer, like, well, you know, I probably smoke crack too much. You said that in the interview.
I actually did a joke on it. I went on an interview like a week ago, and I actually finally tried to do a joke
in the interview.
But not too. It wasn't bad.
Did it go over well?
They didn't understand it for a second, but
they were like, "You're not Taco Bell material." No, what was the joke?
No, they just said it was very harmless. They just said, "Oh, we get all these vacation days." You know, I said, "Well, do you guys get Arbor Day off?"
Yeah,
and they were like, "What?"
Oh, that's funny.
I thought that's
very innocuous.
Yeah, and then they laughed when I explained.
That's a good one because they won't understand it, and then when they do get it, they're like, "Oh, that's funny," but it's not like crazy.
You're right. That's what I was hoping for, but they haven't called back, so maybe the Arbor Day.
Yeah, they're like, "Fuck that guy." Yeah, I did that at a job I had recently. I forgot I made some. I definitely made funny jokes. I think they were stupid thing. Like, they were like, "Do you have any kids?" I was like, "None that I know of." I got the job. Yeah. And I was, they already liked me, I could tell, and I had already made funny jokes. Like, they were, it was a thing where they found out I was a comedian. It was that thing where they're like, "Oh, we could use a funny guy around the office." Yeah. And I was like, no. Don't think I'm that guy.
That's the problem. I never want to tell people that stuff.
Yeah. Don't put it all on my shoulders to, like, be the comic relief. I'm just going to be in the corner on the internet. Like, I'm not the guy. I'm not entertaining anyway. Yeah. That's annoying too, because then people are like disappointed. Like, this guy's not funny. Because
You got to be funny the whole time,
right?
Then they're testing jokes on you or saying, "Hey, this should be in your skit," as they call it. You're like, "Hey, you should use this."
Yeah. How did that become the international word? That's just the word. Immediately, you know, people don't know anything about it. Hey, what kind of skits do you? What kind of comedy do you do?
And then they always go, "What do you talk about?"
I'm you funny? Yeah. What do you talk about? Oh, don't use this in your thing. Yeah. Like, don't worry.
I remember years ago, this guy came, a friend of mine, he goes, "I have a great joke for you to use in your act." And I was like, "What?" I swear to God, he's like, "The subway."
That was the end.
he just gave me like this, saying I should talk about the and then if I wrote a subway joke, apparently he would get credit for
it. People think it's that broad. I have a friend who, like, every now and then messages me joke ideas, and they're always things that have been done. Yeah. Like, you know, because it that's how it is early in comedy. You don't know anything,
right.
So it's things that are obvious to everyone. Even though he once sent me a thing, it wasn't really a joke, it was about Ocean's 11 and how ridiculous it was. Because, do you remember Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Like, they're all so hot for Julia Roberts.
Yeah, I think it's Ocean 12, by the way.
No, she's in Ocean's 11.
Okay.
But do you remember, like, he's trying to get Julia Roberts back, and Matt Damon is, like, supposed to, like, spy on her.
Right.
And then he's like, "Oh, here she comes. This is the best part of my day." And then Julia Roberts walks by, and I'm like, So you're in Vegas and the hottest chick in the world is this 37-year-old chick who's okay. You know what I mean? Like, have you been to Vegas? Just like, oh, here comes that almost 40-year-old chick.
By the way, that joke will not work on stage.
No, it wouldn't. But I was like, oh, that's like a kind of a funny
It's a funny joke, but it's like...
No, it's not a funny thing.
The women would hate that joke.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, no, no, totally, yeah. But but do you know, remember this, the second one, Ocean's 12? Yeah. Have I told you this problem with that one?
I'm sure there's plenty.
Well, they do this weird thing where they have Julia Roberts pretend to be Julia Roberts. Do you remember that?
I do.
So it breaks, it kind of shatters the world because she like... They're like, hey, doesn't she look like... They never say Julia Roberts, but like, she looks like so-and-so. Yeah. Or then, have you ever noticed she looks like... And they never say her name. And then Bruce Willis is there as himself and is hanging out with her. But then I'm like, okay, so now we're in the world. So why doesn't Brad Pitt look like Brad Pitt? Why doesn't Matt Damon? Yeah. So where does this end? Yeah. They didn't think it through.
You're going in the rabbit hole there, man.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It makes... That was a weird thing where they tried to be too clever and it just kind of like...
Well, after a while, those movies were just basically... You could see the movies were just made so they could hang out with each other.
Yeah, like to go on vacation and make... they made, what, three of them? Yeah. The third one is... I mean, I know the third one's better, I guess, but I don't... Whatever.
But it was all just for them to hang out with George Clooney and stuff, you know?
I know. It just kind of pissed me off, like watching that. And I remember I saw an interview with Casey Affleck and he was talking about how he hated those movies because like he barely had anything to do, and I'm like, dude, come on. He's like, oh, I was like the eighth. No, he's like, I was like number 13 and I'm like, that sounds like the greatest thing to be in that.
Yeah.
You're just there hanging out. You don't have to do anything. Right. You're probably making, you know, $1 million.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, we should end.
Okay.
Anything else? It's been an hour.
No.
You're like, I got to get out of here.
This we'll call this episode Kathy Griffin.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Kathy Griffin and what is it? Kovif?
Yeah, Kovif.
Kovif. It's scary how that became a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next time.
All right,
thank you. Bye.